Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe, Crowley, Doran, hit us up on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScorinDoran. And that is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online at SouthHillsJeep.com. Doran, the Pirates did not bathe themselves in glory over the last two games. But about a week ago, you said going into this homestand, if the Pirates win 6 out of 9, nice, that it is a successful homestand for this team and a necessary step. They need to win 6 out of 9. So, knowing what we know, knowing how it's transpired, knowing that they're 4-2 on this homestand, sweeping St. Louis, losing 2 out of 3 to the freaking A's, if they win 2 out of 3 against the Mets, is this still a successful homestand?
I absolutely believe so because of the wild card. I mean, you look at the Mets and what have they lost? The last five? Is that what it is?
Six in a row. And they blew a lead in each of the last three games to the Atlanta Braves.
Now, I will say this. I will say that the 6 out of 9 is a good homestand, but I just feel that they'll fall into the trap again like they did with the A's. Like it's the A's felt to me almost like a trap series, because you knew how bad the A's were, and now 6 in a row, you're getting a Mets team that's very vulnerable, and you kind of ease off the gas a little bit, as you should be pressing on the gas right now if you're the Pirates. You have some things that in details you need to work through. I really, really hope that they can pull through this series. I really hope they can at least grab two and go 2-1. Obviously, a sweep would be fantastic, but I just hope they don't fall into the trap of playing a vulnerable, down, bad team right now like they did against the A's.
Well, it's funny because right before that series against Oakland, after they swept St. Louis, after they won a couple of games in San Francisco, I was singing the praises of Derek Shelton, saying that he has kept this team afloat. This team has a maturity level that I didn't think that it possessed. I didn't know that they could handle success after their April, and they go into Tampa, and they fail against Tampa, and that sort of started this spiral. And I was wondering, does this team have the necessary maturity to handle success and be consistent or find some consistency over an 162-game schedule? Well, you lose 2 out of 3 to Oakland, and that makes me kind of rethink that a little bit about their maturity. And I think that's what you're speaking to here. Can you regroup? You're only as good as your next day starting pitcher. I mean, that matters. You got Rich Hill on the mound. He should ooze maturity, because he's 75 years old. Dick Mountain, he's probably the guy you want on the mound right now with the struggles of Mitch Keller. I think if you take 6 out of 9 in this homestand, nice, that we'll always be left looking back at that A series, and you think, man, if you just would have won 2 out of 3 there, or you take care of business even further, and you win all three of those games, you could have been 8-1 on this homestand. So I think that'll always be there. But I don't want to change my opinion midstream. I thought 6 out of 9 would have been good enough, too.
Do you put Rowanzi Contreras on Derek Shelton, though? Like, what he did in that last game? Like, that's not on Derek Shelton. That, to me, that shows me what I've kind of been preaching the whole time of sticking with your guys whenever they're down. And Rowanzi Contreras, the way he pitched, wasn't just like a couple mental errors. He was just bad.
Yeah, he just doesn't have it right now.
Right, and Derek Shelton, I felt, was like, all right, well, I mean, however the order was, but I felt he had to trust in him to be like, we're going to put you out there. We're going to start this game. We need you to finish this game. We need you to grab this series for us. and he went out there and he bombed it. I don't put that game on Derek Shelton. The last game.
I don't either, Doran. I actually think the idea of piggybacking Ortiz off of Rowanzi was a good idea. You can't predict your guy's going to go out there and pitch a third of an inning and give up seven runs. I don't blame that on him, but I do think you can question the maturity of this team as a whole. I mean, we've seen so many mental mistakes. We've seen that they have the ability to lose to the worst team in baseball. They can, if they play bad ball, they can lose to anybody. They've shown the ability to be able to beat some pretty good teams too, but I do wonder what their staying power is. And I wonder, let's say they take 2 out of 3 from the Mets. It doesn't change my mind about how I'm predicting the Cubs series. I don't know where to go with them in terms of predictions. I have no idea. They could sweep the Mets. They could look like, I don't know, the 1927 New York Yankees. They could win 10-3 every game. I wouldn't have any confidence they're going to win the next day out against Chicago.
Right.
And that's where I am on this team right now. And you brought this up yesterday, man. I give you a lot of credit for this because I have not heard a lot of people say this. But they need better from Brian Reynolds. I went and dug up some statistics last night because you got my brain going, Doran. Brian Reynolds had a hot first few couple of weeks. Since then, he's hitting around 200 his last 15 games. He's got the 47th highest OPS in baseball. He's the highest paid player in team history. He's got the same exact OPS as Andrew McCutchen, who's making $5 million, and a lower OPS than Connor Joe, who's making $750,000.
Can't happen.
He needs to be much, much better.
Can't happen. I don't care if he is in center field. I don't care if he's in left field. I don't care if he's batting righty. I don't care if he's batting lefty. He needs to be a guy that whenever he is up, whenever he is out there, has to be a major component to what the Pirates are trying to do, and that is win games.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he is called upon and he's thrust into a moment, he needs to absolutely come through. That's what he's paid for. That's what the hype was around him. That's what he did at the start of the year. Outside of McCutchen, I mean, who's next? Brian Reynolds, right? Is Brian Reynolds the next guy?
Whenever, I mean, Brian Reynolds needs to be the guy.
Faith-wise, you know, after Brian Reynolds got his extension,
mm-hmm.
it went probably still McCutchen. You're like, all right, I'm feeling pretty good. He's playing some good baseball. Every time he's up, you know, he knows what he's doing. He can see pitches. He can hit.
Yeah, he's been good.
He's been good. Is Brian Reynolds the second guy, like, on radar?
He should be the first guy.
Yeah.
He's being paid to be the guy that I trust most.
The guy.
The guy that when the bases are loaded and there's two outs, who do you want up? It needs to be Brian Reynolds.
You know that he's going to get a hit.
Right.
And no, that's not what's
happening. Not what's happening right now with Brian Reynolds. If the bases are loaded, I want Andrew McCutchen up because I think he'll probably draw a walk. But I don't know what Brian Reynolds is going to do. He's got an 817 OPS. That is a far cry from what it was 2 years ago when he was 11th in MVP voting. He had 912 OPS. He's 100 points off the best we've ever seen of Brian Reynolds. Now, last year wasn't necessarily a wonderful year for Brian, and they're not paying him as a star player if you look at the grand scope of baseball. But they're paying
for the Pirates.
But for the Pirates, he sure as bleep is. I mean, he is their Mike Trout, and I'm not expecting Mike Trout-like results, but relative to everyone else on the Pirates, I am. Brian Reynolds needs to be better, full stop. And I guess that he's what? He's second on the team right now. Third on the team, pardon me. Fourth on the team. Math in war. Key Brian Hayes has a higher war because he's so good defensively. Jack freaking Sawinski has a higher OPS and a higher war than Brian Reynolds. And he can't hit left-handed pitching. So there has not been good enough. We've not seen good enough from Reynolds. Now, Zangrilli made a good point yesterday when I knocked my coffee over almost. Breathe.
I'm sweaty. You're getting fired up.
Dan Zangrilli said, look at the numbers with runners in scoring position. Brian Reynolds has been good. He has. But the bulk of his power, the bulk of that slugging percentage for Brian Reynolds happened in the first 2 weeks of the season. You need better from him. And we were talking about Mitch Keller yesterday. Are you concerned about him? We are concerned about Rowanzi Contreras. If this rotation, which was a strength, is going to not be a strength, you got to score more runs. And you can say call up Endy. You can say call up Henry Davis. You can say you're missing O'Neill Cruz. You can say you're missing, G-Man Choi. But what you're really missing is an impact bat in the middle of the lineup, and you have the guy that should be that impact bat, and he hasn't been. And I realize it's a third of the way through the season. There's a lot of book left to be written by Brian Reynolds. But up until this point, he has not given them bang for their buck.
I mean, you say that there's a lot of season to be played, third of the way through the season, but he needs to – I mean, that should have been from start to finish.
I mean,
that should have been – I mean, we should not be talking about this right now.
You best get on your horse now, man. You got the Cubs coming up. You got the Brewers coming up.
Even if he gets on his horse right now, Adam, I'm going to look back at right now and be like
– missed opportunity?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a big missed opportunity. A big gap missed opportunity of how you could separate yourself.
Baseball's weird. Like, at the end of the season, you can look back and you could say, okay, that was a good year for Player X, because it is a large sample size sport. We used to see with Adam LaRoche all the time. Adam LaRoche would come out of the gate and he stunk beyond stench. I mean, he was a terrible hitter at the beginning of the season for whatever reason. But at the end of the year, oh, wow, gee, look, Adam LaRoche, he has 30 homers and 100 RBI. But if the Pirates were a contending team back then, to your point, and they missed out on the playoffs by a game or two, certainly a possibility for this club. Well, where were you in May?
Right.
Where were you? Because those games, they count the same in the standings too. If I look back now, I'm just arbitrarily clicking around here on Baseball Reference. His last 12 games, he's hitting .244 with a .793 OPS. Not good enough. You go back 15 games, Brian Reynolds, .246. You go back beyond that, he had a couple of good games right there. So about 15 games, .246 with an OPS of .762. If I look at the Pirates statistics on a whole, you know who's got a higher OPS than .762? Tucapita Marcano, Jason DeLay, Rodolfo Castro, Kutch, Sawinski, Connor Joe, Drew Maggi. Small sample there. Three games. It's not good enough for Brian Reynolds. And here's the other thing that worries me about these Pirates. Well, we're just venting here, buddy. I feel like we do a little therapy couch. I'm going off here.
Yeah, good.
Starkey brought this up yesterday. I did 45 minutes with him. Did you know that?
You told me that briefly.
I went on with Starkey because my computer wouldn't work. He was solo yesterday, and I had time to kill, so I just jumped on with him. And he said, where are all the Pirates' prospects? Like the big-time Pirates' prospects. Because you look at Cincinnati, they call up Ellie De La Cruz. Superstar, bang, day one. Time will tell, but yeah, bang, day one, impact. You look at Milwaukee, they just called up a big-time prospect who was great in AAA. Cincinnati is a guy down there hitting .346 that should be called up anytime now. When you look at the Pirates' prospects, guys that we're all asking for to come up and help, and guys that I pounded the table for, Andy Rodriguez, Henry Davis. Andy Rodriguez hitting like .250 in AAA. Right. Quinn Priester, who I think you probably need right now to come up and help you. Necessity, the mother of invention. Got an ERA over 4. Two of his last 4 starts, not good enough.
So you call those guys up, and we think it's going to translate to another level of baseball?
It's hope. And hope is not a strategy.
And even if it does translate, that doesn't mean it translates to wins.
Well, and not only that, but forget this year, because I don't know how much they help this year. I think it's worth a try. Where's the next pipeline? Gonzalez is striking out all the time. Tamar Johnson's 18 years old. Dylan Cruz, for my money, is probably the best prospect in the Pirates system, and he plays at LSU. He ain't even here yet. That should scare you, Pirates fans. This window that we all think is magically going to open next year, that was on the promise of these guys getting up here and helping. I'm not totally sold on that. Here's a text. You're all missing the most important component, a hitting coach that can work to grow younger players and fix vets like Reynolds. Andy freaking Haynes. Not a bad point. When the Steelers defense, though, struggles, do we kill the defensive coordinator or do we kill Mike Tomlin?
Tomlin.
Yeah, we do. Derek Shelton, a hitting coach by trade. If you wanna get mad about Andy Haynes, and I suppose you can and should, you should also be mad about Derek Shelton, because an .816 OPS, and it's a crude statistic, fine, but an .816 OPS with the lack of power we've seen from Brian Reynolds just is simply not acceptable. 412-928-9370 on Twitter at _AdamCrowley, at @ScoreAndDoran. It is 7:14. Wait till you hear this, Thorin. It's time to start the weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Our guy Archie. Start your weekend right with Archie's Famous Wings. Coming up next, what a wonderful game last night in the Stanley Cup Final. Overtime. We'll let you hear the final call. And is there something that these two teams have? There's probably a lot. But is there one thing in particular that those two teams have that the Penguins are missing? We'll get to that next. It's the Fan Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Fan Morning Show. Crowley, Doran, text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. And Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Last night, Stanley Cup Final, Game 3, the Cats win!
Bennett, cross ice, shot, score!
All right, much goal horning and cheering would happen there after that.
Yes.
Starkey brought this up the other day. I'm never big on this, but he convinced me, man. I'm malleable. I'm a man whose opinion can be changed if you present something reasonable to me. The Penguins missed the playoffs this year. The Penguins, over the course of the last few years, have been anything but tough to play against. Mike Sullivan says it all the time. We got to be tough to play against, hard to play against. Hell, even Dan Bylsma, we got to grind these bleeps down. They have been so soft the last few years, and even with Ron Hextall and Brian Burke running the show, the one thing that I thought that they would provide, even if it was a bad hockey team, you would know that you played the Pittsburgh Penguins. You haven't. Well, Vegas, you know when you played Vegas. The Panthers, you know when you played the Panthers. Jack Eichel the other night in the collision with Tkachuk, and the players meeting at center ice and all the fisticuffs and the sticking up for your guy, sticking up for your teammate. The Penguins haven't had that. I think the number one priority is simply get good players. But I do think on the list should be guys that pull for each other and guys that if Sidney Crosby takes a cross check in the back from like a Mark Stahl, they're going to pound Mark Stahl's head into the ice. You don't need a guy that can't play. But can you find guys that have kind of what Jason Zucker has? Who are willing to go to bat for you and can still play the game. I do think that that's on the list of priorities, Doran.
Like a Matt Cook.
Yes!
Like a Matt Cook.
Yes!
You're not talking to Ryan Reeves because obviously that didn't work. You're not talking to George Larocque.
Correct.
You're talking like a Matt Cook that's grit.
Yeah, like a Max Talbot.
Who's gritty, can play, smart, probably a veteran.
Chris Kunitz. You knew when you played Chris Kunitz. You knew when you played Patrick Hornquist.
Yes.
And those guys could play. Chris Kunitz was dynamite with Sidney Crosby. Patrick Hornquist, you moved him around. He was really good for the Penguins. They traded a player who was more productive in James Neal for a guy that they thought could get it done in the playoffs with Patrick Hornquist. And it worked out. And he scored the game-winning goal in Game 6 of the 2017 Cup Final. He could play, and you also knew he was a maniac. He was going to be a pain in the backside for your goaltender all night long. And you were going to be black and blue the next day. I'm not one of these dinosaurs who says you need somebody who's going to create a wall between Sidney Crosby and the opponents. I don't need a caveman. Those guys don't really exist too much in the league anymore. Like DeLaurier was a guy that was rumored to be looked at by Ron Hextall a few years ago. I don't even know if you need to go that far. You don't need a Matt Martin type. But can you get a guy or a couple of guys that are going to be willing to throw the body around, be dogged on the forecheck, who can be productive, drive play, and then also, yeah, if your captain gets hit in the face, maybe they'll do something about it.
Who's the guy on the roster that has a little bit of that in him right now? Like, if you had to pick, I know that there's
Crosby, Malkin, and Letang.
Like, those are the guys.
Those are the guys. Like, Malkin, you get up in his kitchen, he's going to lose his ever-loving mind. And people say, Malkin takes stupid penalties. I can't stand. Malkin is what he is. And if he didn't have that in him, he might not be the player he is.
For sure.
Chris Letang, same way. I think he has at times played the game on that edge. Sidney Crosby, I don't think, is afraid to stand up for himself. But it can't be the only guys that are sticking up for themselves. You can't have your stars be the ones who got to fight their own battles every single time. There are going to be moments for that. Fine. But you need other players to care as much as they do, and they haven't had that. Jason Zucker does. Jason Zucker, I think, beyond the big three, was kind of the heartbeat and the pulse of the Penguins this year. He might not be back. And I've thought more about that. I would like him back.
Who's the guy that they traded to Seattle?
The one that was picked in the... Yeah, Jared McCann.
No.
Oh, Brandon Tanev.
Tanev. Was he like that?
Yes.
You're talking like along the lines of a Tanev.
Yes.
Yes.
You need a guy that can play, who can help drive play, because that's what they're all about, driving play, the analytics side of things. I'm all in. I'm bought in on that. Problem is, these kind of guys don't grow on trees. Like, there's a reason that there's a Matthew Tkachuk. I guess there's a couple of them. Tkachuk brothers. These guys don't grow on trees, though. That's the problem. Everyone wants the next Tom Wilson. There's only one Tom Wilson.
Right.
Like Mantha, who the Capitals are going to shop, apparently, this offseason. He's big, big boy. He can skate. He's a big boy. He can finish, I think, a little bit. But I don't know that he necessarily fits that mold. You need a couple of those guys to make it known that you played the Pittsburgh Penguins the next day. And again, I'm not going caveman. I'm not going full Brian Burke truculence here. But when I watch those teams play, Florida beats your backside on the forecheck. Shift in and shift out. Penguins didn't even have that in the bottom six last year. Teddy Bluger, I thought, was a pretty good player who I think will actually have a good NHL career. He ain't hard to play against. And they want speed. Like even, and this is a different guy. But Carl Hagelin, he wasn't going to beat anybody up. He had oven mitts for hands, but he might have been the best forechecker in the league. Even a guy like that, I want you to know you played the Penguins.
Right.
And tough to play against means a bunch of different things.
Who embraces the style.
Yes.
Like, whenever you think of the Penguins, like, you think of that person. Obviously, you think of Sidney Crosby, but you think of the style, how the Penguins want to play. And you think of that guy, like whenever, like back in the day, like you know, like you said, Carl Hagelin. It was like you dump it
yes.
in the zone, and Carl Hagelin
first
was
guy in the puck.
You. Yes,
every time. And there are different ways to be tough to play against. Like there was a long time where Brian Rust was the first guy in. Great, fine. That's annoying. Like, Phil Kessel, I don't think anybody would argue was tough to play against. Nick Bonino, yes. And Carl Hagelin on that same line, yes. And that's why it worked so well. You need more of that. Easier said than done. I understand that.
Maybe we can revisit this later and go through the top guys in the history of the Penguins who were that guy.
Yes. Well, I mean, and...
I mean, because there was a bunch.
Well, and it's a different era now, though.
Right.
Like that's why I bring up guys like Chris Kunitz. Because if I could bring in the perfect archetype for a player for this team this year, it's Chris Kunitz, man. Because he could play the game, he fit so well with Sidney Crosby, and he was a tough customer. And those Penguins teams in 16 and 17 were so built on speed. Chris Kunitz, 2 goals, Game 7, Eastern Conference Final. He didn't contribute like all playoffs long apart from just being a tough son of a gun, but he contributed then. You think about Patrick Hornquist, he wasn't the fleetest of foot. I remember Rob Rossi writing a column after his first game. He doesn't fit because he's not going to be fast enough. You can find a way to play fast without necessarily being fast, and you could do so with the defenseman you bring in, but this has got to be part of it, no doubt. Rekia, nice little contribution there from the text line at 412-928-9370. I'm usually so against this kind of talk, but I'm also so against watching my Pittsburgh Penguins. There's a bad word I want to use. Just play like that bad word. And maybe even the most negative word you can say about a hockey player or a hockey team is soft. And that's what they've become. Soft. They're soft. Fan Morning Show brought to you by the heating, cooling, and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing. You can also hit us up on the fan hotline of 412-928-9370 around every corner. Nemecol and creates real-life magic for guests. Up next, Elly De La Cruz's home run was caught by a Cincinnati Reds fan. It's got me thinking about Andrew McCutchen. We'll get to that next Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Got this from Uncle Mervis on Twitter. Aaron Asham, classic pen. Nah, he sucked. Not an Aaron Asham guy. Rick no. Tocchet, though, for sure.
Barnaby,
I mean, he would really stir it up.
Yeah.
You know who I kind of think of in this regard, but more annoying than tough to play against, was Jarkko Ruutu. I was at a game at Madison Square Garden between the Rangers and Penguins in 2007. It was St. Patrick's Day. Penguins lost 5-2. You don't care about the details. But Ruutu was on the bench. Sean Avery, who was a bleep hole to rule all bleep holes, skates by, and Jarkko Ruutu grabs his stick and pulls it onto the bench. He's trying to pull him onto the bench. Sean Avery just yanked him right in. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. The Penguins, they need that. When you think about the way that they've been eliminated from the playoffs the last couple of years, the Islanders, if anything, they were just tough to play against. Like, they were lacking a significant amount of skill, but they toughed their way to play against through the playoffs a couple of times. I think of the Rangers. The cruel reality is the league's not going to protect Sidney Crosby. The league is okay with elbows flying up at his head. And so if the league ain't going to do anything, and I'm not, again, suggesting you bring in a Ryan Reeves or a George Laroque or an Eric Goddard, guys of that nature, but if the league ain't going to do anything, then
you do so.
Yeah. And here's the other weird thing, my man. You don't have to react. You can set the terms. You talked about it with the Steelers the other day. First play of the season. Maybe a play-action bomb down the sideline to George Pickens. You dictate the terms. Would it be the worst thing in the world if another team star player in a playoff series had to feel the pain that the Penguins dish out on him on the first shift of a series?
Set the tone.
Never happens.
Set the tone.
Darius Kasparaitis, man, was the guy.
I used to love him.
Oh, my favorite player back in the day.
I used to love him. Didn't he have like the lower cage too? Something.
Oh, yeah.
Long hair.
Oh, nasty hair too.
Number 11?
Yep. He looked like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
like if you say Limp Bizkit and I just show you a picture of Darius Kasparaitis, you go, yeah. I do think Max Talbot's a great submission though, because Talbot could play. He wasn't a great player, but he could play, but he was going to be annoying. I mean, even Colby Armstrong was that guy. I remember when Colby Armstrong got traded in the Hossa deal, and they showed the video because Hal Gill, when the Penguins acquired Hal Gill, they showed a video of Colby Armstrong fighting Hal Gill.
That just blows my mind because I know Colby really well, and he's totally opposite.
Friendliest guy in the world.
Friendliest guy in the world. It just blows my mind that
him
like that.
Him fighting Hal Gill's like me fighting you. Like, good luck, pal. Might have a slight size advantage. Keep sending them in, though.
I like this.
Who are the Penguins from back in the day? Doran prompted this. The Penguins from back in the day that you think would help these Penguins now, because they do need, again, that kind of guy.
You know who was a badass, though, not on the Penguins, was Scott Stevens.
Bruh.
He's like the ultimate. Like, he's like the poster.
Yes.
Of what you're talking about.
I'm trying to think of a guy recently. Like, even Bill Guerin, it was a guy you weren't going to mess with. Gary Roberts wasn't what Gary Roberts used to be, but he was a guy you weren't going to mess with.
Good one.
They had guys that when you played the Penguins the next day, I've said it a couple of times, you knew you played the Penguins. Now you got to contend with Sidney Crosby and the top two lines and the Penguins power play whenever it wasn't stuck in the mud. Oh, geez, we got to prepare for that. But when you're digging a puck out of the corner, you ain't afraid anybody's going to ram your head through the glass. And if the league allows it, the league sanctions it, basically, and you don't abide? You can play fast, you can score goals, you can be an entertaining team to watch, and also be a bunch of son of a guns. And that's what I think you had at times in 16 and 17, and certainly that 09 group was one not to be trifled with. Yeah, Chris Chelios is a non-Penguin.
Yeah.
Troy Loney would kill you. I mean, a couple of Bibbs. Like, even he, you wouldn't want to mess with him. Bob Airy, Phil Bourque.
Caulfield? Yeah.
Well, Jay Caulfield was just...
I wouldn't mess with him now.
Jake, correct. Jay Caulfield now, today even, carved out of granite.
It's amazing.
And he was ticked off that the Penguins do not and have not and will not protect Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. And that's what that whole coming together at center ice and the Eichel collision the other night, that's what really set Joe off on this tangent. It really had me thinking. There's a way to get it done without having to drag your hockey program, your hockey franchise into the Stone Age. Did you just make that face at me because of the last text we got?
Yes.
Pascal Dupuis?
Yeah.
Not that guy.
Not the guy, right?
Not
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah,
but he would annoy you with his speed. And he had a wicked slap shot, too. Underrated slap shot, that Pascal Dupuis. All right, coming up next, Ellie De La Cruz. He's been amazing for the Cincinnati Reds. His first home run ball caught by a fan. It's got me thinking about Andrew McCutchen. We'll get to that coming up next, Fan Morning Show. There is nothing, Doran, that Pittsburgh sports fans love more than the Remember That Guy game.
No doubt.
Craig Adams. Yes. Craig Adams aged terribly, and Dan Bylsma would just not let my man go. So that's not my cup of tea.
I'm seeing a lot of Aaron Ashams on here. You're not a big Aaron Asham guy.
Let me go back in time then, because I didn't think he could play.
He was a tough player, though.
He was a tough player. There was one year where George Laroque had like five game-winning goals, but I didn't think he could really play. All right, let's look back at Aaron Asham's time in Pittsburgh, since so many of you are big Aaron Asham fans. 44 games in 2010, 5 goals, 6 assists. 64 games, excuse me, math, games in 2011, 5 goals, 11 assists. In each of those seasons, he didn't play more than 10 minutes a game. I need more than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's closer to Laroque than it is to Max Talbot for me. Now, back then, a player like Asham was useful. Now you got to be able to play and mess a dude up. Like you said, Brad Marchand was somebody that was texted in. Yeah, like if I could pick a current player in the NHL, I'd probably go Tom Wilson.
Right.
But right after Tom Wilson, I think I'd rather have
Tkachuk.
Well, I would rather have Tkachuk.
Mm-hmm.
Younger. We see what he's done in the playoffs. Then I would go to Brad Marchand just because he's a
pest.
A pest, but he's goal scorer, yeah. Playmaker. And then I would go to Tom Wilson because those two players are better than him. Matt Cook, I mean, you brought him up earlier. Matt Cook.
Whenever you brought this idea up, that's mm-hmm. exactly, that's the first person that popped in my mind. That was the first person that popped in my mind. He was so tough. He was like, he wasn't big either, and he could play.
He could play in that third line. A lot of people said the Stahl, Cook, Kennedy line, the best third line in hockey. He had no regard for your safety. And I did not like that he was on a track to maybe kill someone. Or put someone in a body bag. I mean, you think about Savard and what he did to him. I mean, Savard probably still has to sit in a dark room to this day.
I'll tell you what.
He crossed the line too much.
I want him on my team.
Well, if he's in the league, I'd rather him be on my team than somebody else's team.
Yeah, I want him on my team. I want a guy like that on my team.
And you might say the Penguins are hypocrites because they've always kind of spoken out against this and Lemieux and the Garage League. That was more directed at the league allowing things to happen. Yeah. But I'm okay being a hypocrite when it comes to winning hockey games, and if I think an element of this helps win hockey games, then I want the best at it. Again, they're not at all easy to acquire. How about this? Elly De La Cruz, first career home run, caught by a Reds fan, and the Reds fan, instead of demanding some sort of cash money settlement to give the ball back to Elly De La Cruz, he got signed bats, signed balls, signed jersey, a lot of memorabilia from Elly De La Cruz. Let's say you're sitting in the left field loonies section tonight, Doran, and Andrew McCutchen gets two hits, the second of which being a book rule double that bounces into the stands. It's hit number 2,000. What are you asking Andrew McCutchen for?
I don't think that would go for that much money, would it?
I don't think so.
What I personally would ask, or what I think that the general person should ask? Which question?
What would you ask for?
I would ask for McCutchen in the offseason to train with my sons, or have my sons train with him in the offseason. I'd be like, all you have to do is let my sons come to all your training sessions in the offseason, teach them some things, and then have my kids go there every day wherever he trains. He trains up in, I think, by like Newcastle. I would drive them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Every day. That's what I ask for.
I don't think he'd say no to that because it's you. If it was some random freakazoid out there in left field wearing a left field loony shirt who had 15 mango icy light mango beers, yeah, I think he'd probably drive a harder bargain than that.
Well, that's why I asked if it me individually or like just actual, just regular stuff that people ask for. So, I mean, that's what I would ask for.
If it were me and I asked for the same thing, he'd say yes and then allow the bar to crush my face. this wide mouth yapper Adam Crowley. Yeah, let's just let the weights take care of that.
He would have you pitch to him in batting practice and just crush balls at you.
No L screen. Take it out of the way. Just take liners off the shin. I've thought long and hard about this stupid radio topic here, and that's what it is. It's a Friday. We're having fun. If I got the ball in that hypothetical I painted before, I have so much respect for Andrew McCutchen, I wouldn't be able to hold him over the barrel. I wouldn't. Like, if I went to a game in Cleveland when A-Rod was going for 600, and we all stood out in that patio in left field, if A-Rod would have hit his 600th home run, I would have tried to sell that, because that's a big-time milestone.
Big time.
But I would not for a second have thought, oh, yeah, I'm giving it back to A-Rod. Absolutely not. But McCutchen, 2,000th hit, what that means to the franchise, what that means to him, what he means to me, I'd want some signed memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably say, hey, why don't you come to my pub for a Friday night and have a couple of cold ones with
me. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Come down into the basement. Your pub in the basement? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come to the basement.
That'd be cool.
Hang out in Crowley's pub. All right. What would you ask for? At 412-928-9370 on the text line. This, I'd ask for an autographed bat and to meet him. Meet and greet with Kutch, picture, autograph. See, Pittsburgh loves McCutchen so much that they're not going to sit there and there's not going to need to be a mediator.
No, there's not.
You're not going to have Shenderovich, and Fishman present at this meeting. I think Pirates fans would just simply want to spend some face time with Andrew McCutchen. I think that speaks just to the guy that he is, man, that all the... all the texts so far have been, they just want to meet the guy and hang out with the guy and talk to the guy. I don't think they'd allow this. I'd love to be in a dugout for a game.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah.
Like, hang out for a couple games. They probably would.
I would think this ball would mean a lot to him. I mean, it had these milestones being on the table.
I would want it.
Had to be a big reason why he came back to do them here, to have it happen here in Pittsburgh. Like, same question for the 300th home run ball. I would imagine that would mean a lot to him. He is on a short list of all the greatest home run hitters in Pirates history by numbers. I think he's sixth all-time in Pirates home runs. I'll have to double-check that. I was looking at it last night. But if you caught 300, then I still think it'd be many of the same answers for Pirates fans. But Ellie De La Cruz, hey, what have you done for me, man?
Right. I mean, a
couple of games.
How much do you think that ball honestly would go for? De La Cruz.
His first homer?
Yeah.
I'd hold on to it.
How much do you think it would be, though?
Now?
How much do you think somebody would pay for that?
Not a lot now.
Right.
But I would hold on to it. I would get it certified, whatever you call it. And then I would hold on to it. And if the guy winds up hitting 500 home runs in his MLB career, he's a Hall of Famer or something, I would sell that on the back end for hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Barry Bonds home run ball went for over $1 million, and they blew it up, I think. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've never understood the memorabilia thing, like paying that. I guess if you have disposable income, you have disposable income. But I wouldn't mind having a framed, signed Andrew McCutchen jersey in that pub. But would I pay a lot of money for it? No. That's the difference to me. Why were you laughing?
Don't read this on air, but look at the fifth texter.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, jeez. I'm happy that you...
Yeah, because you would... I know you'd have just been like, ah.
I'm like Ron Burgundy. If you text it into the text line and we're in segment, I'll read it.
Right.
If we're between Prompter. Segments, yeah, I will discern between what is air appropriate and what is not air appropriate. But no, you cannot. You would not trade Andrew McCutchen's home run ball for a pair of somebody's underpants. No, we're not. We're not here for that. Here's a G text, G-rated text. I'd ask for some pics, autographs, but I had my son be the bat boy at a game.
That's a good one.
I'm asking that he comes shoots 18 holes with me and two of my buddies.
That's another good one.
An afternoon with Kutch. That's worth more than a signed jersey to me.
Yes.
I might change it to that. Now, I don't golf well, so I wouldn't want him to see my embarrassing golf game. But I could you know, come over. Maybe come over, watch the NBA Finals, have a couple of brewskis. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That would make some sense. Shoot us a text. A G-rated text at 412-928-9370. Coming up next, a national analyst is connecting the dots between the Steelers and a high-profile free agent. Doran has a better idea. We'll tell you what Doran's idea is when we come back next. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, the all-new redesigned 2024 tracks, and online, sunchevy.com. Going to be chilly today, mid-60s, air quality until about 12:15, it says on my phone, not good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.